and 5AOW and 2YQ.
Dan, were you calling me?
I was, Bob. Just see if you're around or not. So, okay, very good. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Okay, yeah, I'm just about ready to start the net here. So, I'll get on with that and touch base with you in a little bit. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Okay, are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? Come down. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KA2LNZ. N2OIQ.
KC2NBU.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I've got George, N2PFM, KA2ZNZ, hello, Jack. N2OIQ, Dan. KC2NBU, Ray. Yeah, we'll start with George, see what's going on. N2PFM.
Well, good evening, Bob, everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here of 69 degrees, and thunderstorm, lightning, and everything just coming up right now. Our temperature's going to drop precipitously now. Temperature range, it's from this afternoon, no rain this morning. Temperature range today, though, of 59 to 74. And right now it's at 69 degrees. And I was asking Ray, when you come on, I'm weary of one thing. With the AMS oil and the transmission fluid, it says about the same thing for all types. I'm kind of weary of using an ATF plus 4 if it's supposed to be universally for Dexron and Mercon and all that. That kind of gets me a little hesitant, if you know what I mean. Other than that, everything here is quiet tonight. Spent the day inside, did a little cleaning and stuff, and a lot of sleeping, and that was about it. So we'll say God bless, 73, that's the PFM clear.
Okay, very good, George. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I think you had about the same temperature range as we did here, pretty close. This morning was a little on the cool side, but it did warm up, and got to be quite a decent day today. So, good. Well, 73 to you. You take care. And we'll pick up with Jack, KA2ZNZ.
Thank you.
evening, Bob, and everybody on the side there. Sounds like we have a few there tonight. That's good. We're a pretty warm day down here. We had 85 for a high, 62 for a low, and right now it's 72. I think it's going to drop a little more tonight. No rain yet, but they are talking about throughout the area here and possible thunderstorms. So we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens. And other than that, not much more exciting down here. 7-3's all around. Back to you, Bob. KA2-0-Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, you're sounding good as usual. Sound like you had a bit more sunshine probably than what we did, and considerably warmer. Yeah, I don't think we got much more than 74 like George said. So, but it was a nice day overall, and I got down to the city a little bit. So, you know, it was cloudy in and out, but it was a nice day. The only thing get a little bit much was the humidity, and I think that was due to, you know, partly from the rain that we've had in the last few days. Okay, Jack, you have a good evening. I'll touch base with you in a little while. And 2OYQ, Dan, how are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Bob, and then I'm sort of not this evening, and 2OYQ here. Well, our day took, we went to the, up to the Northern New York Farmers Convention today, up in, Messina, excuse me, Messina, and me and another firefighter went up there today. The other firefighter got a word up there today for an incident that we had in our fire district that, was a house fire where he got everybody out of the house, it was early in the morning, and so anyways, but he got to amend them for that up there today. So that was quite an honor to be there for that, and also they had quite a, they presented the Firefighter of the Year award to another young gentleman from another fire department that something to do with a bowling thing. And, so anyways, it was a good show there. Then they had a memorial service for to name up all the firefighters of a lot of different fire departments with another New York, and also auxiliary members from a lot of fire departments in Northern New York. And then after each name, they rang the bell. That was quite a ceremony. And then, then at the very end, they did the taps. That was the taps. Every time that they do the taps, you know, and was that was all it kind of gives you a weird feeling of the heart for sure. But that was an excellent thing up there today. And a lot of the four departments were there taking part in that. But the convention keeps going on. It goes into to tomorrow. There's two things going on there tomorrow at the convention. I'm not going up tomorrow. I just went up today for the other. So, okay, and we got one. 66 degrees here at the present time. It's raining out here, and I hear the thunder in the distance. And all right, let's stop. So I guess there's going to be a little bit of a thunder bunder, a little rain between now and morning, I guess. And I think tomorrow it's supposed to be really good. So. Thank you, Bob. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And 2OYQ Clear.
Very good, Dan. Sound like quite an event, and good time for a lot of the firemen to get together and, you know, at least compare notes with different things, and good relationship all around. I know our fire department gets involved in a good many of the events that take place around, and I think it's, you know, it's just a lot of camaraderie and nice situation with it. And I used to do anyway, glad you enjoyed it. Quite a trip up there to Messina and back, and hope everything went well that way. Had a good day for it. All right, Dan 73, you have a good evening. KC2NBU, Ray, how's everything with you?
Good, Bob. Let me go out and check the temperature here. It's not displaying in the house anymore. Let's see, 67 degrees, so it's cooling off here. I haven't heard any rumbles of thunder yet. But I'm going to check the radar in just a few minutes. And if George has any questions about AMSOIL, I can answer them after the net. We've got seven different, AMSOIL makes seven different ATF, automatic transmission products.
Roger.
Very good. Hey, Ray. Well, thank you for checking in. I hope you had a pleasant day today and at least a little bit more relaxful. I know you do a lot of traveling, and that keeps you busy, but it also gets you a little tired and fatigued. It just seems like sometimes you just got to have a calm day and a day of rest or relax or whatever. So, all right. Well, thank you for checking in, 73. Have a good evening. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check ins.
N2OIQ, we check.
N2OIQ, go ahead, Dan.
I got a question for Ray. Ray, do you know if anybody come up and put the lightning arrester on the the repeater site, do you know of?
Yeah, one more time, I walked away from the radio.
Okay, do you know anything, did anybody ever come up to put that lightning arrester on the repeater site, on the antenna, do you know of?
No, not to my knowledge. I responded to an email saying that I would be around with a key if they needed me to go up there on a moment's notice, but never heard back, so I don't know if it happened or not. Really don't know.
Okay, break it, Ray. Just thinking about it. So, thank you very much. Back to you, Bob, and to IQ.
Okay, Dan. And to OIQ. And 5AOW. All right. Well, I'll make another call, see if anyone cares to join us, and then we'll move on to comments. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
N2KKL.
N2KKL, good evening, and how are you doing?
N5AOW, N2KKL, doing good. Had a beautiful day today, and it still is. Even though it's dark, we're about 74 degrees. Anyway, just thought I'd get in here and say howdy to y'all. Have a nice weekend, fellas. And to KKL, back to you, Bob.
Okay, Pauline, always good to have you join us and check in. I'm glad you had a good day, and we did have a nice temperature for it, so super. We just need a lot more of them, and not so much rain at one time. Just just a little bit of rain every so often just to keep things dampened down a little bit. Okay, you have a good evening, 73, you and your folks. And let's see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW.
KD2FPM via Echolink, late check-in.
Okay, Kevin, good evening. KD2FPM, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, and a hello to everyone up in the Boonville area. I heard Jack a little bit earlier, and boy, I was amazed to hear Pauline. I haven't talked to her probably in months since I checked in on Octane out of the Utica-Rome area. So it was kind of cool to hear all their voices in there. Boy, what a crazy day I had. I had to help my friend out that owns the local TV station. The transmitter went down and had a bit of a squirrely little electronic problem with it. So he and I took a little ride up to the tower site, and we were able to get the transmitter fired back up and get it to stabilize. And we have TV-15 back on the air down here. It's just a low-power analog channel. So, yeah, little tweaking and a little bit of frustration with a couple pieces. And, of course, the usual bit of percussive maintenance. I know that's a technical term, but we got it going, and she's up and running. So I tell you what, I'll clear back out of here because I know we got some that need to get ready for Octane here in about maybe about 15 minutes or less. So I will say this is KD2FPM, 73, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, always glad to have you check in. Yeah, that's good that you had the technology to and the wherewithal to get that up and running again. Or is that the like station going down and everybody says, well, what happened, you know? It's like someone turned the power off, and that's just about what happened. Okay, well, 73, you have a good evening. And let's see, I think we'll check and see if anybody has any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. The day today was a little eventful, just had a bunch of errands I needed to do, had to go down the city, get those done, and track down some parts and things that I needed just to make some accomplishments around the house. And that was a sum total. We had lunch down there and enjoyed that, a little warm. Yeah, put the air on in the car and got cooled off a bit. But we came back, it clouded over a bit, but the sun came out shortly afterwards. So, with that, is there anyone else would like to check in? This is N5AOW. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. We had Kevin, Pauline, Ray, Dan, Jack, and George. 73 to all, and all those that listened. This is N5AOW clear.
KD2BCU from M2PFM.
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Okay, on the internet, the only thing I found on the AMS oil, I show one thing essentially for all transmissions, and I wasn't about to use it. I ended up with the Castrol ATF Plus 4, which had a good rating. And I see there's some other, well, I don't know if it, I think it's probably a clone of AMS oil, but I'm not sure. There's a new Castrol thing called Magnatec.
No, there is no clone of AMS oil. Synthetic means man-made, and just because it's synthetic, AMS oil uses a very complicated, expensive base stock. They diffract a petroleum base stock into 144 parts, and out of 144 separations, they use approximately six of them and discard the rest. So it's not an inexpensive way to make oil, and needless to say, none of the other companies are willing to
put that kind of expense into their synthetic, which is why the second best synthetic on the market is Mobil 1, and it still has twice the wear in a 1 hour wear test of the AMSOIL. So, the Castrol is one of the worst. But no, AMSOIL has seven different ATF products, including a brand new one for the CV transmissions.
Yeah, well, you know the vehicle I have, the same one as I bought in that time for you. In other words, there's, a 5-foot front-wheel drive, 3.8-liter automatic transmission, and supposed to use ATF plus 4, that's the one. And I see a lot of other things they advertise in that. It says do not... plus 4 is required. The reason I'm asking about that Castrol Magnatec is one of my neighbors over here said he put it in his car and he put it in one of his old 76 Chevettes that he has. And he said to me he couldn't believe it. He thought the gas gauge was stuck, but he actually increased by over 10 miles per gallon after using it. So I don't know what to make of it, think, or anything, but... and to figure out, so the AMSOIL does make something in for that particular transmission, like I said.
Yes, it's called the Signature Series Multi-Vehicle Transmission Fluid, and it has a very long paragraph of all the endorsements. It's right on the label. It's also, right here. And yes, ATF Plus 4 is one of them. It starts out Ford Mercon, Mercon 5 ESP, GM Dextron 3, Chrysler ATF Plus 4, Mopar, AS68RC, Allison C4, Audi, it goes on and on and on, BMW all the way alphabetical order to Volvo and Volkswagen.
Well, I got a good question. That's what the stuff was that kind of threw me, because I thought, why? ATF Plus 4, other transmissions, oil, anything I've seen, if it's Dextron, don't use ATF plus 4. If it's Mercon, definitely don't use any other. You're going to burn your transmission up. Likewise, if you use Mercon qualified instead of Dextron ATF plus 4, you're going to burn up your transmission. And it seems kind of strange to me that they would make just one. How could they do one transmission oil that could take care of all of them? That's what I don't quite get that.
It doesn't take care of all of them, but it sure takes care of a lot of them. Like I said, they have seven different transmission oils. They also have the fuel efficient series called the Mercon LV. It's also called Dextron, GM Dextron 6. They also have a special torque drive oil for racing transmissions and the Super Shift for racing. They've got it covered. They are the largest manufacturer of synthetics in the world, and they're the oldest. They've been around since 1969.
Yes, I was aware of that a couple of years ago when we were at the... I think I got the fixture now on it, right? I had seen that on the AMSOIL website, and I had, I was just kind of hesitant when I saw that. Well, I think you answered that. The next training fluid change, that's what I'm going to do. That's why that won't be probably till October, but at that point, they had changed the filter this past one about a month ago, we'll see what turns up then. But as I said, I was kind of leery of it. I figured you could enlighten me on it, which I'm glad you did. So now I know what to do. Comes around October for sure. Okay, thanks very much, Ray.
Now, apparently petroleum oil sears at 267 degrees. In other words, above 267 degrees, you might just well have water in your engine or your transmission. It just loses all lubrication qualities. and the Amsoil goes up to over 400 degrees. It lubricates right on up to over 400 degrees. So it gives you a much larger margin of safety, because I see trucks running transmission temperatures 240, 250 degrees, and they're just, you know, they're just a little bit away from their oil turning into water.
That's a Roger. No, the last couple times I changed it, as I said, last fall, and then about a month ago, I used all the casual synthetic stuff. In fact, the last 2 years, all I've been using was synthetic oil, and definitely not the Walmart brand, that's for sure.
Well, how often are you changing it? It sounds like you're changing it a lot more than most people.
Well, I had, when I got the van, I had, in the oil pan, so the tranny pan. So what I do is, a 6 month interval, I just drain the oil and put in the 4.5 to 5 quarts that it takes there. And then at the year interval, drop the whole pan, get the oil out first, drop the pan, and change the filter as well on the annual things, regardless of whatever mileage I put on. And figure that way it saves it. That's the original tranny in this vehicle with 202,000 miles on it, so I definitely don't want to do anything to upset it, that's for sure.
Again, the beauty of the Amsoil full synthetic transmission oil is it's good for 100,000 miles under normal duty and 50,000 miles under severe duty, you know, tow truck, police car, taxi cab, etc. So it's actually, even though it's like $14 a quart or something like that, it's actually cheaper to use than changing it out every 20, 30,000 miles.
Yes, sir, Roger. Besides that, the Castrol fully synthetic only cost about half that, so double the price of it for that is definitely well worth it.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at it. It's, the stuff you should be using is $12.45 a quart plus shipping.
Okay, that's a Roger. That was that the first tranny thing you were telling me about then, right?
Yeah, the multi-vehicle. Signature Series multi-vehicle. That's the one you should be using.
Okay, very good. When it comes October, time for the... But I would just change the oil. We'll do another the filter and that Amsoil thing at the same time then. That's probably the only sensible way to do it now, since I got the other fluid in now less than a month.
Yeah, or even if you wanted to go a year on the Amsoil, that'd still be overkill. But twice as long as the Castrol, less work.
That's a Roger. I'm glad I spoke to you. That's definitely the way to go then, for sure. Okay, thanks very much. Have a good one. God bless, and Sunday have a good Lord's Day.
Yeah, we're heading out to the Ham Fest in the morning. I haven't gotten any takers, so I guess I'm going alone.
Well, I can't go. I think I had problems with my mother. She's languishing in the hospital where they're trying to get the nursing home Medicaid through so she can go to the nursing home. And there's so many complications. They said it could take 6 months or longer. Well, it's taken a month and a half so far. And I never know what's going to happen when. I'm going to get a call for this, that, or whatever. And I just can't promise anything to anyone while this is going on.
Yeah, it makes life complicated.
Okay, that's a Roger on that. Well, God bless in 73s, and have a good time at the Ham Fest. 10-2 PFM clear.
KC 2NBU clear.
Appreciate it, folks. 7-3 is 12. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.